Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Ankrum Opera House in Ankrum, New York is mounting an original musical theater adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen. The staged reading will have performances December 7th through the 15th. The production features book and lyrics by Barbara Wishman and music by Lisa Dove and is directed by Jeffrey Mousseau. I spoke with Jeff and Barbara recently and began by asking Barbara how she began working on this adaptation.
Jeff and I had made a sort of a ghost story piece together for children and adults that took place in the Hudson River Valley, and we thought about adapting something else, or the other piece was original, but we thought about adapting a fairy tale. And growing up, Andersen was probably my first big influence as a reader and a writer. I loved all of his fairy tales. And so I went back to his stuff first. Weirdly, the one fairy tale that as a kid I didn't love was The Snow Queen. It was kind of boring to me as a child. And when I went back and reread it, it really spoke to me in a very different way. You know, it's about a little girl who makes this long journey to rescue her childhood friend. And many adaptations of it, at the end, when she's able to rescue him, it seems like that not much time has passed, maybe a long time, a season or something, but she's made this journey. In a few adaptations, it seems that she's spent her entire life doing this. And that's it. And that's what she has to show for her life. And that she's actually very old, and that when she rescues him, they're both very old. And that he's actually almost squandered his whole life. But there's this sort of hope at the end. And that, to me, was very beautiful and very resonant as Jeff and I get older. I think about it. And the story itself is broke up into seven smaller chapters, which intrigued me also, how to make each one sort of a standalone adventure story and how they all connect as a whole. So that's where we started. We talked a lot about Andersen as a writer. He's somewhat of a figure in a way in the piece that we've created.
How long have you been working on it?
Well, many years on and off. Basically, we started at the Kennedy Center in Washington as part of a workshop. We sort of workshopped the first three sections of it. And we did another workshop in New York City that was at HERE Art Center. We were going to do a workshop, we did, during Hurricane Sandy, but then we had to send everybody home because our performance was going to be on that day. And we also had a full production with the students at Siena College in upstate New York a few years ago. And from there, we thought about it and decided that it would be, instead of doing a full-on staging, that it might be nice as a concert version to sort of tweak the piece and finish some things that were unfinished and change a few things and present it as a sort of staged concert version rather than a full sort of theatrical staging.
The staged concert version will have performances December 7th through the 15th at Ankrum Opera House in Ankrum, New York. Jeff, tell me about directing this reading and your work with the piece so far.
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to work with Barbara sort of since the inception of this piece and sort of our first sort of conceptual ideas of it and sort of thinking about the way in, as Barbara was talking about. And so it's been, just really gratifying to sort of be there along the way, talking through the development from sort of scene by scene as it sort of has come together. And then it's, as Barbara just mentioned, in thinking about it for this most recent go-round, we are introducing several new songs to the piece. We've been able to rethink the approach in terms of like who is doing the storytelling at different points in the piece. So there's a lot of sort of new ideas that we're exploring with this presentation. And then also what we're both enjoying actually is sort of just trying to figure out what we mean by concert reading. And it sort of is living in a theatrical realm where some of it's staged, some of it is more presentational and presented just sort of as a piece of music. And sort of exploring that as a theatrical expression has been really fascinating. And and Barbara has also mentioned we had started working earlier together on an earlier piece, and so it's been a very rewarding ongoing collaboration.
There is, I read, some visual element for the design. You were saying how much of it will be staged and how much of it will be sort of theatrically presented with costumes or set pieces or lights. Where are we right now on the what the stage will look like, what the sort of feel
sure.
is?
So it's happening as we speak. We're in the midst of if we actually had a little extra time for tech because we were supposed to be in rehearsal, but because of the snowstorm, we had to sort of let that go, but it gave us time. We sort of rejiggered our schedule, so now we're focusing a little bit more on the tech. And so we've actually got a very lovely design in the process that has been designed by Sarah Edkins, who has been receiving some recognition up here. She's a multi-talented designer. She did our design for Brother Size earlier this summer, which received a lot of acclaim. And she's creating this, I mean, and we were actually sort of going back to Hans Christian Andersen. Mm-hmm. He was also, in addition to being a storyteller, he was also a very skilled paper cutter in what he called scissor writing. And so he would create these intricate paper cuts, and that has sort of been the genesis for the set design. So Sarah has filled the space with these elaborate cutouts, and it's sort of a white set sort of to evoke a, sort of a winter landscape that is adorned with these paper cutouts throughout the space. And so it's quite beautiful and quite fascinating. And then also we have a lighting designer, and Denise Massman from Siena has come back. She's worked with us on a couple of productions, and she also helped us with, she did the design for when we did the student production at Siena. She's creating a costume design for this show. So it's a fairly elaborate, fully rendered production design for the show.
The music is by Lisa Dove. Tell me about her, please.
Lisa and I met, I'm an alum of New Dramatists, which is a national playwrights organization based in New York, and they had a composer librettist studio many years ago that she and I were both part of, and I met her there. And she's just a really wonderful and interesting composer, and we had made a sort of long piece based on an Irish fairy tale or folk tale, and so because of that collaboration, it was basically a 15-minute long song that we made together. I thought of her for this. So she's been really wonderful. Her music is inventive and not always predictable, and it's been a really gratifying collaboration.
It's also, you know, we do a sort of a mix of theater, storytelling.
Yeah. I mean,
this piece is very much in the realm of storytelling and song being a form of storytelling. And the other aspect about this is that the Ancrum Opera House was originally built as a Grange Hall, and so it's always been sort of this community meeting space. It's a small, intimate village hall kind of environment, and it's all wood-clad, sort of beaded board. It's hickory, and it creates this amazing acoustic. And so, and this is the first show we've done since we've been revitalizing the Opera House where the show is completely acoustic. And so we're hearing live voices, three instruments. There's a violin, cello, and pianist, and it's sounding really lovely in the space.
Yes, and I could add to that and say that over the years that Jeff and I have collaborated, we're very interested in making pieces to listen to as much as see, or maybe even more than see. I'm very interested in my work in storytelling and fairy tales and how we and why we tell stories. So to be in a very quiet space with great acoustics where you're listening, if more than looking, there's going to be amazing visuals, but really it's a lot about listening, and the language is particular, the storytelling is particular, and the music is, it's actually not just songs, the whole thing is scored. So it's almost like a little magical opera in a way, a small one, and so that's kind of exciting too.
You said the language is particular. Could you expand on that? Tell me more what you mean by that.
Yeah, sure. I think that with me, I'm the kind of writer I am. I'm very interested in poetry. I'm very interested in poetry for the theater, in heightened language when it's appropriate. I mean, sometimes it can be very spare. Sometimes it can be very lush and full. But I really pay attention to language almost as a kind of sound landscape in of itself, and I'm very tuned in to how storytellers use language and how Andersen told a story or how any particular storyteller tells a story. So language and the sound of words is really important to me in whatever piece I'm working on, and in this case too. It can be very simple in moments, but it's very, very particular in a kind of way. So it works hopefully, with the music as sort of part and parcel of the same thing, rather than a play with a song. It hopefully will sort of mesh with the music and be one thing.
The Snow Queen will be at Ingram Opera House in Ingram, New York, December 7th and 13th at 7 p.m. and December 8th, 14th, and 15th at 2 p.m. It is a family show that adults should enjoy. Is there an age range where kids might be too young to see the story?
We're sort of thinking it's sort of ages 9 and up. I mean, the protagonist, Gerda, is what, 12, Barbara? And the young boy, there's a young boy character that's also 12. So, but 9 and up, because I think they see themselves readily, identify with the younger characters in the piece and the journey that they go on. But, you know, as Hans Christian Andersen would talk about, he was always thinking about the adults, too, when he was writing and doing his storytelling. So it does, I think, really speak to this broad intergenerational audience. It's a cast of 10, which is a large, we normally our stuff is, you know, 2 to 3 people in a production, so this is a huge leap for us, and it's a terrific cast. We wanted to bring in as many folks from the sort of the surrounding community as possible to sort of showcase the talent that's here in the Hudson Valley. So we do have folks that are all up here, many of them, and then we also did reach into the city and brought some actors up from New York to be a part of this company. So they're all actor singers, and one of them, James Aquino, who sort of plays the central character of Man, has worked with Ankrum Opera House in the past. He worked in our very first show, a piece called In Praise of Elephants. Brian DeMar Jones was in our most recent production of The Brother Size. And then we are introducing a number of folks that are working with us for the very first time.
Ankrum Opera House is in Ankrum, New York. Again, performances December 7th, 13th, 8th, 14th, and 15th. To learn more, visit ankrumoperahouse.org. Jeffrey Musso and Barbara Wishman, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great.
Once again, Ankrum Opera House in Ankrum, New York presents a staged reading of a new adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen. Performances will take place December 7th through the 15th. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.